Yo, this is something fucking from the non-dips. Another fat, fat track, so pick them dick. I'm the old shit, and let's relax. I'll sip it on Yankee, cause it's like that. I'm conscious of hope, so pick a word, just move on like a dick. I wear a jacket for the stupid, I say the whole church. From row C, then yo, I know she's on the non-dips. Just to get a piece of figuring, but she's a funny taker. Not the way that paper is around the world, heartbreaker. Let me say I'm for yo, had to have a breakdown. Paying you fools, so now you know. While my baby's round, picking it right back up and scooping across to find a steel shovel. Not from the ghetto, but yo, take you to another level. But hold on to your woman, G, cause now that I'm rich, so many women wanna do me and make a man say, damn, I'm finally taxing more than your homie Sam. Now let me speak for the week, I'm either rookies. My time is held up extremely for cookies. Just let me block this group in 92, and you don't bother me, and I sure never won't bother you. And you just watch a brother flowing like Niagara. Think before you stab, because these difference is my stag, yeah. Although I'm labeled with the black fate, it's go D's on my phone and go legs, cause I got it made. I broke the beat once again because I had to. And just like Tony Rocky, baby girl, I can hide. You just let me quit this talking, yo. Anyway, it's okay. You'll play some mod all night until the next day. Look, do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Just do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Just do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Just do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Second verse of the same song with the conclusion. No should be, I be feeling deep gone. And since the 9 o'clock, I grip G. It's like every rhythm that I see, be like, do you remember me? A hustler and a snuffle with my hoes, the Lego. Keep them chunky like Fredo, so rhythm tight on my ego. I have a tendency to flow, start off with my own groove and pick up the mic. And all of a sudden, I see high moving guesses like magic. And paperwork is the magician. If I was a vacuum, I'd be sucking up competition. Let it ride again, and you'll believe I got my own thing. Straight behind my hoes, so miss me with the trick and soul train. And I'ma break my note. Show a token, so how does ash when I scoop it with me for a smoking? A black man trying to make it, and that ain't no fair. But just like me, you see, I take you big hook. Do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Just do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Just do the ditty if you want to. Let's take a trip to another land, find a grip, thumb back and watch the hoes tan, take an Alexo, and roll out to my cabin. Believe me, my brother more hoes than you can imagine. All on the diggling, just because the go rings, find them like a summer choke. You ain't heard a damn thing, make sure you got the gym hat strapped for protection, because to me, my life is more than my erection. And give me your hand, if you a fan, it ain't over yet. Do what you did, you a paper boy, makes the ocean sweat. Keep the kind of style, like the fuck off of Frito. Make your man jealous, my hoes too, like Doritos. It ain't my fault, I laid a Bible with concern, and I ain't from out burning, brother's money earning, and don't disagree, as in jackals, that's a pity, just bob your head for paper boy and the ditty, yeah.
Number nine. You are tuned in to the 9th episode of the Radio Tees. I am your host, DJ Philip Radiotis. It's good to see you. It's good to be back here. Same place. You look similar to the last time I saw you. We just heard the ultimate blockbuster jam of your lifetime, The Diddy by Paperboy, my favorite rapper who also shares a name with the video game. Paperboy was born Mitchell Johnson in 1969, and this was his only real sort of hit off of his album, The Whole Nine Yards, or The 9 Yards, or something like that. But what a hit it was, man. I could listen to this all day. It's got a summer feel. It's got those drums, the beginning with the chunk, 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 chunk. It's perfect. And it's got great lyrics, too. Do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want you. Oh, to be in the position to say that to somebody. Well, we got the spring vibe going out here. The trees are starting to bloom again, much to my delight, as my window is now hidden from my neighbors, so I can do all kinds of weird things in here. Jack Dempsey is in a good mood today. For all you listeners who remember, Jack Dempsey is my fish. He lives alone in a 10-gallon tank in my living room. He's been doing really good. I think he's hit sexual maturity, as they call it, because he is super rambunctious. He really wants to eat all the time. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to get another fish in there that he could, you know, become friends with. Because all the other fishes that I put in there, he eats or they die because of his Jack Dempsey-ness. They just die. So he's kind of traumatized by that and he's kind of a loner. But he's doing pretty good, and he's here for us on the Radio Tees, and he suggested that we go heavy and play some really, really big hitters today. And so who am I to disagree with that? So speaking of heavy, we're going to play my favorite song by Kate Bush, one of my favorite songs, one of my many favorite songs. But this is probably, I think, the song I've played the most. If you had a totem pole, it would be up top. Although they say that the lowest person on the totem pole is actually the most respected of the people on the totem pole. So maybe she's the lowest on the totem pole. She's definitely number one in my heart. This is Kate Bush with Them Heavy People. Pretty much an all-around perfect song from Kate Bush, Them Heavy People. Comes off her 1979 debut album, The Kick Inside, which is one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. Kate Bush is currently about to release an album of reworkings of her older songs, which is a really weird territory to get into, but she took some of her older songs that she didn't feel she got right on the first try, and she reworked either the lyrics or the music or both of them, and she's a super perfectionist, so she reworked them into the way that she thinks are her way. I think it's called Director's Cut, and she can really do no wrong in my book. I super suggest listening to The Kick Inside, and also, just pick up a few others. You should check out her videos, too, because her videos are phenomenal. I can go on all day, all night, and into 3 weeks of tomorrow about Kate Bush, but I'll zip it, and I'm going to get into this song by a Brazilian guy named Gilberto Gil. He is a phenomenal guitar player, a great singer, and we're going to listen to a song off of one of his albums, I'm sure, but I found it off of this compilation called Beleza Tropical, which my dad used to always play, and it's called So Quero Un Jodo. Listen to this guitar intro, too. It's freaking magical. Here goes.
mais um xodó. Mas como eu não tenho ninguém, eu levo a vida assim tão só. Eu só quero um amor que acabe o meu sofrer. Um xodó pra mim, do meu jeito assim, que alegre o meu viver.
That was refreshing, like a nice cool drink of water, wasn't it? That was Gilberto Gil. F it, dude. I think this episode of the Radio Tees is all about sunshine. So we're just going to keep the ball rolling, and we're going to listen to my man, John Cale. We're seriously like best friends in real life, although we've never met. John Cale was a founding member of the Velvet Underground until he split pretty early after the second album, White Light, White Heat, and went off and did his own thing. I mean, the guy's a very seriously classically trained violinist, I think, and he's a really talented musician, and he's has some brilliant albums. So we're going to listen to a song from Vintage Violence, his first solo album, and this is called Cleo.
Cleo, Cleo, won't you come around and play, girl? Cleo, Cleo, won't you come around and stay, girl? You can find the lines to say if you try. Just confessed to drinking up all your wine. Cleo, Cleo, there's a way for you to find out how you should say what you think is the way out. Will you, won't you, will you see me through?
John Cale with Cleo on the Radio Tees. I wonder if those background vocals are just him singing in different voices. I often wonder that. We should do a poll to see if it's phony or fine to do weird voices as your own background vocals to make it sound like it's not you in the background. I often wonder this. I'm not sure if it's phony or fine. We should put up a poll, phony or fine. John Cale. If you're going to listen to a John Cale album, Vintage Violence is a fine choice. I also highly recommend Paris 1919, a brilliant album. Well, we're just going to let the good times roll, and we're going to talk about the bad times in a good way by listening to The Impressions, led by one of my favorite soul vocalists, Curtis Mayfield, playing in his own tuning of the guitar, playing always in the black keys. Here he is, doing 7 years. I hope that made an impression on you. That was Curtis Mayfield and crew with 7 years. I love those high sustained horn lines that go just straight through and hover above you. It's like what a synth usually does on some people's songs. Curtis got an actual band and an actual guy playing an actual note high up there in the range just to kind of lock you in, build the tension, really doesn't release you until he wants to. And by that time, song's already over, man. And I think I'm going to play a little Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley is a super blues legend, and that is an official dictionary term. And he's widely attributed with his own style of guitar rhythm. And he also had a really amazingly strange-looking guitar. And he also played out of a Fender Bassman amp with two speakers pointed backwards and four speakers pointed forward. And it was a sight to behold, I'm sure, back then in the 50s. Quintessential ground layer of rock and roll. We're going to listen to a song off the album, Bo Diddley Is a Lover. And this is Bo Diddley Is a Lover.
Tight just to get a thrill.
Bo Diddley's a lover.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
the only one I'm thinking of.
Just the hits on the Radio Tees. We just heard Bo Diddley is a Lover. This album is jam-packed with hits and jam-packed with the kind of sound that rock and roll bands were going for in the mid and early 60s. I mean, you listen to that riff on the beginning of Bo Diddley is a Lover, and then you listen to Bob Dylan live at Newport playing Maggie's Farm. It's the exact same riff. Stole it flat out. Bo Diddley, he's got some great lines in that song, and I especially like the way he says, I don't let her run her fingers all through my hair. It's just pimp shit. There's no other way to describe it. Well, ladies, Bo Diddley sadly departed from us in 2008, but there are plenty of other lovers out there who would want to chill with you. And since this is ladies' night here on the Radio Tees, let's get into a chill sesh, and I'm about to play you Guy. Let's chill.
Won't you give me that commitment? Let's settle down. Let's chill. Don't be afraid of me. I know my love is scary.
For you, whatever you want, to me. Let's forget about the past and think about the future. Let's get together, baby. Let's stay together.
Something to grind to. That's Guy with Let's Chill. Guy put out two multi-platinum selling bangers of New Jack Swing. New Jack Swing is the best genre ever made and the best genre name ever. I'm talking about that 90s R&B. I'm talking about that stuff you would hear on the hip-hop stations late at night. And no one really sums it up like Guy. I mean, that song, I probably made out for the first time listening to that song. No, I take that back. I made out for the first time at my 8th grade dinner dance with a girl in 7th grade named Jarell. We totally made out on the dance floor. It was pretty awesome. And I'm sure they were playing something a little bit more upbeat than Let's Chill. I don't even think Let's Chill was out yet. But it could have been Let's Chill. Hell, I wish it was. Now that we're in such a mood, and it's just like we're really there, and we can play stuff that seems corny, but it's not because we're there. We're here. We're right with each other. So this is a new segment we have on the Radio Tees. It's called I Took It There. So yes, I admit, I took it there. And we're taking it to Duran Duran, Ordinary World.
Where is my friend when I need you? today, forgot tomorrow. Ooh, yeah. Beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
A name so nice, they named it twice. Duran, Duran. Well, we're just about out of time here on the Radio Tees. The sun is beginning to set on this episode, and I'd like to bid you farewell, but not before we play another tune, and one parting tune. This is a tune that I heard on infomercials for mixed collections of hits on the TV growing up, and it just stuck with me, and I never really knew who it was by, and I never really knew who I never really heard the actual song, but it on those compilations of tapes that, you know, buy now for and you'll receive 5 discs for just 9 cents, and you pay $57 in shipping and handling. Always on these compilations was this song, The Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. So I'd like to bid you farewell by playing that. We took it there, and we're keeping it there. Here's Stevie Nicks. Happy trails.
and say